Test.
Yeah, what does that mean? Does it need a comma?
To me, it does.
I mean, it could have, but it's not a sentence. There's no punctuation.
I know, but for me, it does.
Hey guys, this is Sean from Phoenix Ash, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Lenny,
Logan.
And in today's episode, we're going to be looking at Her Majesty and their EP, My Body, Your Mind, that dropped on January 6th.
Which is today.
Yeah, that we recorded. Mm-hmm. This is brought to us by Black Panda PR and the representative, Amanda Carney. So, Amanda, we appreciate you having us listen to this EP and give our thoughts about it. The song we came in on was the title track, My Body, Your Mind. And with that, we will turn it over to April.
Yeah, so Her Majesty is, it's a indie rock band, is kind of what they classify there as, and compared to R.E.M., The Cure, and Radiohead, which is, you know, I can hear some of, hear not some of, you know. And they're based out of New York City. They've actually been going for a couple years now, for several years. I didn't get an exact number. The group's made up of JP, who's on vocals, rhythm, guitars, and programming. There's your programming. David Leatherwood, who's on guitars and backup vocals. Joan Chu on bass. Dov Mansky on keyboards. And Conrad Meisner on the drums, percussion. And throughout their, you know, years of being formed, they've actually been on stages with B-52s, Tom Tom Club, Boxer Rebellion, which I've actually heard of, and Say Hi to Your Mom.
Well, I've heard of the B-52s.
I haven't heard them. And they've also been...
That's an older band, isn't it, Richard?
B-52s
is probably early 2000s, 1990s.
Didn't they have like a one-hit wonder?
Love Shack was
Love Shack, yeah.
I know Love Shack.
Yeah. That's the B-52s.
All right, I know B-52s.
I think Mom had me look that up once. So that
she would. Yeah. Mom really likes that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Oh, man.
They're a fun band.
And they've also been featured on a couple of radio stations. So they've been doing pretty good. And this EP, they are taking on tour. So the next ones coming up are the 24th of January in Austin, what's MA? Is that Massachusetts?
Yes.
All
right, Massachusetts at O'Brien's Pub. And it's also going to be March 6th, 2016 at New York at Rockwood Music Hall. The city and the state.
Rockwood Music Hall in New York City in New York State.
New York
for
state.
Everyone that didn't understand it. Sometimes I have to translate for April.
Well, I have troubles with the obscure initials for different states, you know, like the obvious ones I know. But
yeah, Massachusetts,
MA,
that's so obscure.
That could be Michigan.
MA.
Is there even an A in Michigan? There isn't an A in Michigan, is there?
G-A-E-N at the very end.
Exactly.
Okay.
It could be Montana.
MI
is two A's in that one.
Would MS be Mississippi then?
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
But this one, it looks like this is their first EP.
Yeah, so... And it's actually, they've actually, as I'm read this, they based this whole EP off of immigration, believe it or not. Wow.
I can accept that.
I can accept it, too. Well,
the description of the one song that you were reading me earlier, I could really, with that description, I could really get the feel of what they were saying there.
Yeah, and they're specifically following maybe Middle Eastern immigration and like their journey and struggles and joys and all that.
Especially these days.
Yeah, especially these days. And so in that first track, My Body, Your Mind, we listened to, they actually used an ancient instrument from the Middle East called, I really hope it's called the oud, like ouds from Doctor Who. It's spelled O-U-D.
Okay.
Oud sounds right.
That's how I pronounce it. And I don't mean to offend I'm just doing the best I can with what I have.
I can't see, however. Hey, you know what? I was just thinking of something. If there was no such letter as I, Mississippi would still be Mississippi.
It would be.
Mississippi.
The I's don't change the sound at all in that word.
Not really.
That's awesome. Go Mississippi.
Well, actually, there is one thing.
The P. No, the P makes sense because the P sound is the letter P.
Oh, P.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, you could still pronounce it with the breaks, like without them being us.
True.
It just needs breaks there. Like they could be apostrophes. Yeah. Oh, well, like apostrophe S. We need to get back to the band. This has nothing.
This U.S. history / U.S. Now, geography.
One of the things that kind of threw me at first was, with their title or the band name being Her Majesty, I just immediately went to Great Britain because
were you thinking you were going to get some Sex Pistols or Ramones or something?
Yeah. But it just threw me for a little bit. And then when you said it was New York City, I was going, but it's our, I mean, I just know, I the Her I Majesty.
New York City, that's pretty close to British. Just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
Whoa, New
York
Whoa,
City.
Now. Where's that?
I've actually been there, so
that has to
I know be. Where it is.
I haven't, but I don't know. It's
I know
not
the general direction.
It's a place I'd like to go, but if it doesn't happen, I won't be like bummed. You know, it's like
well, you know how you get to Carnegie Hall, right? Practice.
What does that have to do with wanting to go to New York?
Well, if you want to be a instrumentalist, Carnegie Hall is where they do a lot of the.
She really doesn't know that joke. Aren't you a band member?
No,
what in the hell are they teaching you kids these days?
I just don't have
days?
any interest in New York.
You've
or
never
of
watched Looney Tunes?
I've heard of...
No.
Oh, my God.
We watched really. Some Looney Tunes.
We watched some,
Space
but
Jam.
Not...
Yeah.
Space Jam.
No, we
Space Jam doesn't count.
No.
That's, they use that joke on Looney Tunes.
Whatever was
no, we watched a lot
on TV sometimes.
Yeah. We've watched Looney Tunes, not religiously.
Much.
And it's been in like 1,000 movies. That's like the oldest music joke ever.
Sorry.
Oh, well. But that threw me at first with Her Majesty as her band name. And then I think when we were discussing,
so
as we were listening,
you think
music,
it would have sounded different if they were British?
No, I just had that thought in my head because
well,
Her
I
Majesty.
Do, I do because they would have been from a whole different country.
The songs themselves, I think I liked how you described it. We were kind of talking when we were listening to them. Is it to me? It felt like a desolation. The you know post apocalyptic type songs, just lonely and desolate. And you kind of said desolate rock, Lenny, and that kind of said, well, that kind of fits desolate rock. I
don't know if that's a thing, but that's kind of what I could imagine setting in a like an empty house, like staring out broken windows at a like burnt plane. Very easily listening to that album.
I was just tripping the whole time.
It literally gave her a hallucinogenic effect.
What were you going to say, Logan?
Yeah, I thought we were going the apocalyptic route instead of the immigration route, too.
Well, I think that can be very similar
these
days. I'm not going to get into the politics of that. But
in general, though, immigration has always been a struggle throughout history.
True. But,
you know, maybe not for everybody, but for in a little... For some, it has been.
What group of immigrants ever have had a great, easy time of it?
Exactly. I can't think of any.
There's probably
the Chinese didn't do real well here.
No. Irish didn't do good. Germany
no.
Did good.
No one did good here. If anyone from another country thinks that their immigrants over the past several hundred years did a great job and just got into their country smooth as ice, call me up and let me know.
And that also depends
and
on
then
the,
I'll amend
on the,
this.
It depends on the country too, because it's hard. Like America's.
Yeah, it's super easy to immigrate into Mexico. You just basically walk in.
But and also the friendliness and how you know you're received as well. I'm pretty sure that changes from country to country as well. Yeah,
you know,
and time period.
I've been to a few foreign countries, and I was very surprised. Now, I wasn't an immigrant, but I was poor. So, and I'm what? Well, no, I was there long enough for it to be noticeable. Like I was living with people. Right. I was accepting free food, looking for work for day pay, like illegally working in their countries. Yeah. And I found that my reception there was, pretty much similar to the other people who were pretty much there planning on staying permanently from other countries. Uh-huh. And the first one that comes to mind is Holland, and they're of course immigration. I may have spoke too quickly. Their immigration is probably super awesome because they are really up on people from other parts of the world that are in strife coming there. It's actually considered a safe haven for political and other types of refugees still.
And that's what I was going to say with this music. You said it was based on immigration. We're like immigration. Well, when you think of the past, most immigrants to the United States in the past, the countries weren't in desolation. They weren't desolated. But in more modern times, they have been. Because you look at, the war-torn countries that some of the immigrants have been coming from.
Somalia and, we have immigrants here that are coming from Somalia.
And that's always the type of immigration focused on. Because even if there wasn't necessarily war going on, there was some sort of oppression.
Yeah, there was always oppression.
Yeah. And so I don't know
what happened to Somalia, because as far as I've ever heard about it in history, it's always been like, I think that it's one of those countries that World War II stepped on and has never really recovered, because my brother went over there and did a tour in Somalia for a year pre 9/11, pre any of that. It wasn't a war. And it was already in this state where we had our armed soldiers guarding their streets. This was in the late 90s, 97, 98, I think.
That was happening.
Well, I don't think anything was happening. I think it's just that's the type of place. There's places that just, these big countries walk through and, they're so little and out of the way. They just, they're battered.
But for calling it desolate rock, my body, your mind's probably...
Yeah.
And Mariana's probably the two most upbeat ones, probably.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
Of the five, because there's five songs on the EP.
Yeah.
And just to list those off, I don't know the exact order, because this was a digital download, but Days Turn to Nights, Crystals is another one, Fashion Trance, Mariana, I'll Find You, and My Body, Your Mind.
Yeah, and I do want to mention on... two of those, on just one of those songs, Crystals, they featured Jody Porter, who's a guitarist for Fountains of Wayne, and they also featured a keyboardist named Dale Raymond Jellyman.
Don't know either of those. Oh, sorry.
I love that name. Jelly Man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jellyman.
Well, the first two were the ones that really kind of felt like the desolation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we're not going to be featuring those on this program,
we'll feature Crystals.
That
was my favorite.
But it was kind of, we were talking again beforehand when we were listening to them all, that Lenny again mentioned that they were kind of drawn out in their notes and just, and to a degree on Days Turn to Nights, in a sense, almost like, well, this almost even sounds like it could be in an old Western, just,
yeah,
you know, it's. It was a little twangy as well as drawn out. And
But I did also feel on the first one.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I also felt, though, like that was the only one where I couldn't understand the words.
Was that the one with promises disappearing into the night sky, or was that one of the other ones?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. I really want to hear more from Logan on this, because I was watching him over there, and he was jamming this music. I don't mean to put you on the spot, man. Whenever you're ready.
What did you jam about it? What did you?
General vibe, maybe?
Vibe. Okay.
Did you like the words? Have you heard this music before tonight?
Once
in the car.
Yeah, we listened to it.
Because this guy, like the second song, he literally was singing all the words to.
Literally.
And he's only heard it one other time.
The words were audible in the car, too.
Yeah, it was. You got the car noise and stuff.
It was turned down.
Yeah.
But so the
you guys showed up in a pickup truck.
Oh, we were doing car.
We got another one out there now.
Yeah, we're definitely Midwestern. Well, I guess not Midwestern current to everybody else. We are the Central Plains.
I don't know what we are. Cause, like,
Midwestern's the Rocky Mountains.
But see, no, but I get offended if I'm lumped in with
like Chicago and all that.
I don't know where what Kansas is because, like, Western and Southwestern Kansas is definitely not the same as Eastern Kansas.
We're the Plain States is what they call us.
I feel like
it was because Midwest, Illinois and all that used to be the midpoint, and then you came into the plains.
Well, yeah,
and then you
I know.
Got the next chunk of the United States.
I think that the United States got divided very wonkily because of the Mississippi River.
Yep. They called it as it went.
That was not half. They're like, okay, everything east of this is east and everything west of this is west. And I'm like, okay, but 3/4 of the damn country, and if you count Alaska, 9/10 of the damn country is west of the Mississippi River. So we are in the east center, lower north half of the Midwest.
But if you just looked at the map without anything, we would be Midwest.
No, like if we looked at the map seriously without anything, just a big chunk, and say Kansas is right here,
I'd say
didn't have any lines, and there were no lines, it was just the shape of the lower 48, and you pointed to where you know Kansas to be, what would they say? They would say middle.
Middle, that's what I would
say. We are in the damn middle of the country, people.
Well, that's the thing.
The Mississippi River isn't the middle.
When you look at a compass, you obviously have your northeast, southwest, but what is that dot? That is Kansas.
That dot in the middle is Kansas. Forget about it.
I
don't know what this has to do with Her Majesty, but
hey. April was trying to bring us back on track here.
Yeah, but with this music though, I did actually, I was like torn on it. Usually I'm not that into indie music, I'll be honest. You know, it's got to be really specific, but I didn't hate this music, which is always a nice surprise.
If April didn't hate it, you're probably going to get a gold record at least.
I'm that critic that's like 9 Grammy Awards.
And I just want everyone out there to know that this is extremely rural Southwest Kansas we're broadcasting from. So we know desolate like it's nobody's business.
That's right.
I have literally walked out into the middle of Main Street in my hometown, the biggest street in my hometown, and did a push-up. Just on a dare in the middle of the street. Because I mean, and it was like noon. I'm not talking about at midnight or 2 a.m. I'm talking about in the middle of the day.
This is lunch hour. Yeah.
And his neck turned red.
But
I didn't really do that. That's a total made up story, but I could see that happening. Like, it's possible.
I could too.
Well, I could see this in art houses, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, I can also see it in coffee bars back east. I've been to a lot of Eastern city coffee houses. This music would jam right next to their, whatnot.
I get a heavier Radiohead vibe than anything else from them.
I didn't really feel R.E.M. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't see what R.E.M. songs they're listening to, but the famous ones that were on MTV that I listened to, no, I didn't. I did feel Radiohead right off from the first song that we listened to. All the way to the last, to some degree. Mm-hmm. And The Cure, sure, yeah, I can vibe on that. The Cure was a little whinier, I think, than these guys. I mean, for it being what I would consider like complacent rock, maybe. Not really rock, but like complacent music.
See, I don't see this as rock.
But complacent music, for sure. Like, and they're saying that they're talking about immigration, so they're obviously trying to send a message. It's not just, I don't know, because when you make music or art I was reading an article about literature today. The difference between genre fiction and literature. Genre. Is it genre?
Whoa.
Is it genre? I think it's genre fiction.
Lady went lamp right there now.
I'm not going to speak again until the inappropriate is clear. So I'm going to need a 3-second delay.
What else can we think of?
Okay.
He's back up now.
What was I going to say? Wait, I'm sorry. That sounded really dumb, but let me get to my point because it's a good one. Literature is not designed just to entertain. Literature is designed to send a message of some type, of some ideal.
The moral of the story.
Not necessarily a moral, because look at Lolita, or like stuff like that.
Orange.
Clockwork Orange. It's not necessarily they're trying to moralize you, but they are trying to make you think. Whereas genre fiction, God, genre fiction is, I don't even know if that's right, whatever.
Genre?
Yeah. I don't even, genre fiction is just to entertain for whatever genre, yeah. Whether it be, you know, zombies or vampires that glitter or, you know, whatever. It's just to make you happy to enjoy. And a lot of music that is very successful and very popular, whether it be pop music or country, or whether it be, it needs to fit into a very specific mold, and it needs to appeal to a specific genre of fans to get that attention and to mood. So when anyone that's making artistic music that isn't just designed to make them money, I find they're very brave and really try to give their music more of a listen. And I really was trying it in there to listen and hear that squeaky door and whatever else.
Yeah, and he mentioned Mariana. That squeaky door. But yeah, on Mariana, it did tell us that it did feature loops of recordings of rooms and abandoned homes, the dilapidated front doors, processed.
And I could kind of hear those things. It's to
my
a degree.
My first thought,
and it was definitely processed.
When I read that was, how the hell are you going to get noise out of an empty house? Like,
that's not true. Some of the noisiest places I've ever been were abandoned buildings, and I've been to a lot of those.
Creaking walls and
don't
floors
ask me why,
and
but
whatever else might be.
But for
crawling
me,
or flying around.
For me, the thing with it is, to me, that's such, I don't have a problem with out of the box instruments, you know, like they use this house as an instrument. You know, I do like those type of things, like you know, when
Pink Floyd song Seamus.
Yeah. And so the thing,
you've really heard of that?
No, I'm just agreeing so I can keep going.
Blue guys.
I just want to keep going.
Blue man.
Yeah, blue man. Group.
It's the blue guys.
I don't know what they're banned.
The Smurfs?
No. They're police? Smurfs. The police?
The blue
Sting?
I have no clue.
Blue man group.
Yes, the blue man group.
Blue man group.
Anyways, so my thing is that when you're going to go so unorthodox and over the top with it, to me, you need to give it a really big spotlight. And I didn't hear a single thing that sounded like it came out of a, you know, an abandoned house and all that.
Well, it was definitely in the background.
And you guys said you did, so, you know.
Well, I was listening.
And
listening
but so was
it.
I, yeah. You know.
Yeah,
so,
you just don't have very well-trained ears.
I've... No.
Because you're only a music major.
Wasn't turned up loud enough for her.
She's tone deaf, but she's a music major.
But I heard it in the background, but it was because I was listening for it. If you hadn't said anything about it,
you wouldn't have known.
But knowing what they were going for with their music really set the tone.
And that's another thing
for me.
Because I told you guys that sentence on a whim because I thought it was, you know, like, oh, I should tell this. But if I hadn't said anything, you guys would have, had no idea.
Maybe that last.
I think I still would have picked out Desolate because it is.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been like, oh, I see that. I hear that creak. You know, and I'm not saying that what.
Yeah, it may have just sounded like they had a bad recording.
Yeah, so what I would have wished that was they
like
really brought it out and they really showcased it.
Were you going to say something, Logan?
He don't know. He just.
Well, a while ago I was thinking I would have thought it would have been the other way around on the one song topic Lenny was talking about, but I think I also was going to say
that
something.
That was so vague.
Just. Somewhat earlier than this right now instead of that right then.
Man, that was big too.
You're going to have to jump in when you think about it a little bit louder so we know you're needing to say something. Or apparently. Raise your hand up and say, hey.
But yeah, and that's the struggle I've always had with indie music is not that they're not doing it for a lot of money, not that they're, you know, off the mainstream or whatever. It's that usually indie groups... You know, they're not creating the music or using dilapidated buildings, all this because they actually feel in their heart it's necessary, which is how music should be. You know, if you don't feel it in your heart, you shouldn't have it.
You're
in
saying
a song.
They're being experimental for the point of being experimental.
They just want the shock value and they want the interest. And I'm not saying Her Majesty is doing that.
Did they record it the song in the house as well, or were they just taking sounds?
No,
to
they
mix
took
into
the bits
the
and then they.
And they
mixed
it
in.
In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can understand what she's saying. And I'm not saying I necessarily agree, but being experimental for the point of being experimental
to me isn't good.
But
to
I can see if they had. I'm sorry, go ahead, Logan.
It could be, and also let other people know that things can actually be done. Like, use the house as an instrument.
I do definitely agree. Yeah. I would have loved it if in Mariana that they would have put that of it. They could have left it just like there was, but had like a big creaky door in the opening.
Something.
Yeah. Especially when that, you know, when that's something that they were sampling that they definitely wanted people to know about. You know, that way, for one thing, when people heard that and wondered more about it and looked into the music, they would have found out that there was more in it and then listened for it like we did.
Right.
Whereas, as reviewers, we're listening for, you know, a lot more than the casual listener. We're trying to pick things out and really understand the music quickly. Because I was going to say this before I came. I wanted to come here tonight. I've never thought that I was going to be a good music reviewer because I don't formulate good opinions quickly of music. I usually don't like anything. I usually don't like anything until I've heard it a few times. But I think it's been good for me, at least. I hope that my opinions have been useful to somebody else. But it's been good for me because it's forced me to try to think, how do I feel about this song that I've never heard before right now? Like, forget if I'm ever going to listen to it again. Just what do I think about it right now? And that's not something I'm used to. Like, I've never heard that before. Turn it off. Turn it off. I hate it. And then 5 months later, I'm like, it's Psy, Gangnam Style, yeah. And like, everyone else is like, we're over it. And I'm like, shut up, I like it.
Well, they had the middle song was Fashion Trance.
And
to a sense, I can kind of see this group being in that fashion world.
Yes, yeah, so
I like the other four
really
songs.
Obscure,
I did not like that one.
Really,
I'm sorry.
Obscure cocktail.
It wasn't my favorite, but I could see it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't really like that one.
Well, see, my thing was, well, first off, I kept thinking it was called Fashion Trend. and Dad, the very first time we listened to the CP, we were in the car, you know, it was a road and everything. And it's really hard for somebody to hear each other when you're in the back and front. And so he literally had to say it like four
That's
or five.
Because they don't listen.
Four or five times so that I would get trance instead of trend. Like, we were shouting, fashion trend.
Fashion trance.
Fashion trance. Trying to figure it. But for me, for me, that one was the biggest one that I was torn on because I really loved the verses they had in it and the
that
music
was your
underneath
favorite, right?
It. No, Crystals was my favorite.
Crystals, that's right.
But I didn't like the fashion trance idea.
See, okay, I liked the music. You know? Pretty much the same as all the other music. It was different, but it was okay. I mean, I liked it. Not as much as the first two and the last one were my three favorites.
Yeah.
But the lines about fashion trance,
they didn't really care for that. Yeah,
for the words themselves, and I didn't. And again, after I listen to it 10 times, I'll be like, oh, okay, I get it.
And that,
but right now I'm like, what the heck was that?
And that really does come back to how important a chorus is. I mean, it's the chorus. It's what everybody will know.
Gotta have your
if
hook.
They don't know the song. Yeah, you gotta have a hook. So. You know, and I'm not saying.
I'm just kidding. Little Bo Burnham throw in there.
And I'm not saying that you should go use like all the same formulas that the big artists are doing. But, you know, really, really be thoughtful about the words you're using because, you know, like, to me, fashion trance.
I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking. I'm not saying they weren't thoughtful. I'm saying I think that this was art music. And I've said before, it's hard. It's like judging art, you know, or judging literature, you know, it's really hard to judge it because it's not just there to entertain you. You know, they did it for their own reasons. They may never have cared if anyone listened to it, and other people liked it so much. They were like, please put out an album. Please come on tour when they're like, we just want to experiment and make our music. And they're like, no, you got to come on tour.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, like, I can respect that.
Thing.
I just know it's never going to be the kind of music that I personally go to the show.
Right.
You know, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to listen to it if it comes on the radio or if somebody has it playing in their house. And in the right moods, like if I'm going to a coffee house or a poetry jam, that's the mood I want to be in, and it's kind of that darker, slower.
Yeah. Well, and you keep bringing up the word experimenting. You know, this is my experiment or something, and that's another thing that gets with me with music, and maybe it's because I'm so connected to it, but you know, obviously music is an art and everything, but. I don't know.
No, it is.
What?
No, it's
totally
math.
Math.
It's totally math.
Have you heard Twinkle with the Little Stars? It's astronomy all the way. But for me,
It's made for counting.
I get a little like bristled when people refer to their music as
this is
my project, this is my experiment. Not to like call you out, Lenny, because you aren't upsetting me, but you know, because to me that takes away some of the value of it. To me, you're creating music.
And yeah, to call it a project, it's like, oh, this is the volcano I made in fifth grade for the science fair project.
Music is so much more than a project, you know.
I understand
it's a lot.
But maybe what they're saying is this is one style they were trying.
Yeah.
And now they're gonna go rock out and do some bar band music.
Such a small,
and that's their main thing.
But that's another thing, I guess, with indie music that I'm always it's not necessarily the music itself, it's what's surrounding the music that can put me off too.
Right.
Like I'm a really sensitive music listener. One thing.
And movie watcher.
And movie. I'm just sensitive in every respect.
And hairstyle noticer.
You know, that's like with writing.
And like book reader and books and like walking like and chewing bubblegum and everything.
Yeah, like with writing, the littlest grammar mistake and I'm off. I'm like, no. You know, I've got to go fix it. I've
got
to, you know.
Got past the
but that's how I am. I get hung up on the small details, you know, and vibes. Well, I get vibes 24/7.
I found a grammar mistake in a Stephen King book. I mean, it was a spelling error, so it wasn't something like he was just being experimental or weird.
Gets by.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm like, well, somebody just got fired.
Well, I love reading older books because you might think, oh, that's misspelled, but really it's not for the time period, and I like that.
Yeah.
To a degree. For Her Majesty, their website is hermajestynycmusic.com. I'm sure NYC is New York City.
Now that you think about it.
It might be. It could be another city.
Right. So it's hermajestynycmusic.com. They just released their EP on January 6th. We will be able to listen to that when you go back into the archives, probably on iTunes. They'll be able to get it there. Right now, as of this recording, they only have 2 songs on their website. I'm sure probably pretty fast they will probably also have the whole EP where you can download there too. And I'm sure the iTunes or any other of your digital jobbers. For libraries, this would be for a bigger city, I think. I don't know. It wouldn't be in a smaller city unless you're in that a more populated area than the smaller ones.
If it's a really big city, yeah. And if it's a hipster city like Seattle or somewhere, then that'd be good.
Possibly.
Because like this is going to be more popular in Seattle than it is in Dallas.
Oh, true.
You know.
To a degree,
yeah.
I think it'll do really well in Salt Lake City for some reason.
I could see it in New Mexico.
Just Utah. Nope, just Utah. I think they need to stick to Utah.
But this is one, I like the term desolate rock, because I think that kind of hit, for me, that's what it hit for me. You could call it maybe a slightly experimental rock, or I don't even know if you could call it experimental rock.
I don't really
classify that as experimental rock.
I just call it indie.
Yeah, just indie in general. But
yeah, like...
But this is one, if you enjoy that type of music, or you enjoy the...
That's a really terrible way to classify music.
You enjoy the slower styles.
No one paid them. That's what indie means.
But if you enjoy this music, go out and pick it up. They'd appreciate your support. They are going to be on tour. Let me see.
They're going to be on tour the 24th of January in Austin, Massachusetts, and the 6th of March in New York City.
There's also a bar in there.
There's a lot of places in New York City they might be, so you'll have to look at it.
In Austin, it's O'Brien's Pub, and in New York, it's the Rockwood Music Hall.
Okay, there you go.
And Austin's a big music town, so I can see them doing well there, because there's a lot of what did you say?
Austin.
Oh, I thought you said Austin.
But if they go to Austin, Texas, actually, and San Antonio too, they're very liberal cities.
They're pretty good there.
Nothing like what you would expect in Texas. I've actually been there. They're quite enjoyable places.
So this is one that if you're interested, go support the Her Majesty. I want to thank Amanda Carney of Black Panda PR. Do appreciate that for her sending us this.
Thank you.
Before we leave out, we want to remind everybody, we haven't for a few times, that if you want to leave us some feedback, we do have Twitter, we have Facebook. We also have our email address, which is admin@comicpoplibrary.com. You can go to find us on Facebook.
How do you spell admin?
A-D-M-I-N.
Okay. I didn't know if it was M-E-N, M-I-N, or M-A-N.
It means administrator, right?
Ad as in advertisement, min as in miniature.
Okay.
Thank you for complicating it, Logan. It was too simple. Thank you. Now we've got it really screwed up.
But yeah, you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. Look for us on Facebook under Comic Pop Library.
Or you could do it like this. Ad as in ad, like plus sign, and min as in minus, like minus
that's
sign.
That's an extra D.
But advertisement isn't extra?
No, advertisement only has I got AD. You. Adding as in addition.
Addiction.
Addiction of work.
Two Ds.
A dictionary also has AD.
When I think min. See, but I don't get miniature. I get M-I-N, I get min.
We're spiraling. We need to close this out, guys. Let's try this again. Email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. Look for us on Facebook under Comic Pop Library. We also have a Twitter account under the same thing. Mentioning that, we did get some response through Twitter from Charming Disaster. We did a spotlight on them on the webpage, and they just wanted to give us a shout out on Twitter saying thanks for the love, Comic Pop Library. And we just want to say thank you as well to them for letting us listen to their music. We spotlighted their specific song, Ghost Story. So if you want to go back in our feed on our page, you can look under Charming Disaster or Ghost Story. You can find their single there to listen to. So again, thank you to Amanda Carney of Black Panda PR and Her Majesty for sharing their music with us tonight. We are going to leave out with Crystals, and we will catch everybody on the flip side.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.